You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Yesterday, the Flambeau River YMCA opened its doors to the public. We spoke with Scott Schultz, executive director of the Y, about how he felt about their first opening.
Very early in the day still, but we opened the doors at 8 o'clock this morning, and we had a dozen or so people waiting to come in and have their first tours of the Y. A few people that had signed up in the month of March or early in April when we were still at the credit union that wanted to come and see the Y firsthand. And it was really cool to be able to take those first tours with people on the first day, the first morning, and have them see the equipment, have them see the spaces for the first time. And you're seeing the Y come alive all in an instant. And you see, the last year of work for myself and the last 3 or 4 years of work for folks like Allie Plesner, who's really jump-started this whole thing. And she was here this morning, and you're seeing all the work that she put in for all these years all come to life in an instant. And it was just the coolest moment I've experienced.
Thursday, April 24th from 9:30 to 10:30, the Park Falls Lions Club is hosting a Learn to Connect in room 117 at the Schwamigan High School. The topic is going to be organizing emails, and you can bring any other technology questions you may have. All are welcome, and refreshments will be served. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, April 24th from 9:30 to 10:30 at room 117 at the Schwamigan High School. As we approach Earth Day, Wisconsin Democrats are working to put environmental protections in the state constitution. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
We've had constitutional amendments on the ballot often over our last few elections. They've mostly come from Republicans in the legislature. Earlier this month, voters overwhelmingly chose to add the state's voter ID law to the Constitution. That makes it tougher to overturn in the future. But now Wisconsin Democrats want to add one, a Green Amendment. It would add to our state constitution that everyone, including future generations, has a right to a clean environment, including pure water, clean air, healthy soil, and stable ecosystems. State Senator Mark Spreitzer says the Wisconsin Constitution protects the right to hunt, fish, and trap game, and this would help protect those resources.
It empowers citizens and lawmakers alike to defend our natural resources, ensuring that the health of our environment and the health of our people are central considerations in government actions. This is not a partisan issue. It's a Wisconsin issue. Protecting the lakes we fish in, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the lands that support our communities and economy benefits us all.
Three states have green amendments in their constitutions, and the measure has been proposed in at least a dozen others across the country. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson.
According to a press release from the Farm Service Agency, the USDA has designated three Wisconsin counties as natural disaster areas. This designation allows the USDA Farm Service Agency to extend much-needed emergency credit to producers recovering from natural disasters through emergency loans. These loans can be used to meet various recovery needs, including the replacement of essential items, such as equipment or livestock, reorganization of a farming operation, or to refinance certain debts. The Farm Service Agency will review the loans based on the extent of losses, security available, and repayment ability. The primary counties eligible are Clark, Price, and Taylor, and this triggering disaster is excessive moisture. The application deadline is the 10th of December of this year. Contiguous counties also eligible include Ashland, Chippewa, Eau Claire, Iron, Jackson, Lincoln, Marathon, Oneida, Rusk, Sawyer, Vilas, and Wood. To file a notice of loss or to ask questions about available programs, you can contact your local USDA Service Center. Once again, the USDA has designated Clark, Price, and Taylor as natural disaster areas due to excessive moisture, but other counties also eligible include Ashland, Chippewa, Eau Claire, Iron, Jackson, Lincoln, Marathon, Oneida, Rusk, Sawyer, Vilas, and Wood. Saturday, April 26th at 4:30, it's the 2025 Wallace for Tomorrow Price County Chapter Banquet. The banquet will feature ribs, a brisket, plus sides, and dessert. There will also be raffle prizes, including multiple fishing rods, multiple firearms, a buddy heater, and more. This is your chance to learn about and support Wallace for Tomorrow, as it is their only fundraiser of the year. Entry forms can be picked up at Bader Sports Center, Ross's Sporting Goods, and Elk River Custom Rods. And those forms must be received no later than April 20th. There will be no tickets sold at the door. Those forms can be sent to dran@tbs.net. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 26th at 4:30 p.m. over in Phillips. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly would add more regulations for energy projects across the state. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The 2025 Wisconsin Energy Reform Act seeks to discourage energy companies from using good farmland for renewable energy projects, and it outlines the specific rights of affected landowners. Under this legislation, energy companies would be required to provide written notice of their plans of each property owner within 1 mile of a proposed facility, and give at least 45 days before seeking approvals from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Milwaukee winning the series. Pat Murphy pleased with the performance from starting pitcher Jose Quintana.
He's so under control. Guys want to play behind him. You know, he didn't have his best stuff today. He didn't have his best command today. Walk 3 in the first inning. Very efficient after that.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indianapolis tomorrow, where they'll face the Pacers in game 1 of their playoff series Saturday at noon. Women's volleyball, the Badgers with a 3-0 win over Marquette in straight sets. Head coach Kelly Sheffield says it was a good turnout at the Fieldhouse for the spring game.
Oh, we had a great crowd tonight. The number of people that were here, I remember our first year here where there'd be some matches that there'd be half as many as what there were tonight. That's what we're hoping to do is continue to get to the point where even our spring matches are filling the entire building, you know, and then having the match covered on BTN.
That's Badgers volleyball coach Kelly Sheffield with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Taylor Sheridan and Paramount Plus are proving to be a match made in ratings heaven. Sheridan's 1923 season 2 finale brought in over 14 million viewers, the most ever for the series, as people tuned in to finally see World War I hero and lion hunter Spencer Dutton come to the defense of his family's land. As a result, the show joined Landman and Tulsa King as the top three shows on Paramount Plus. The season 2 finale of 1923 also got 163 million views on social media. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia will return for its 17th season in July. In a related story, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia has been on for 17 seasons. In the new season, the Patty's Pub Gang struggles as they are about to see their beloved bar devoured by corporate America. Admittedly, I completely forgot it was still on the air, but it is currently the longest running live action series. The new season starts July 9th on FX with shows screening on Hulu the next day. It's become an albatross for me. I just wish it was gone. Those are the words of Home Alone 2 Lost in New York director Chris Columbus. He is referring to the 7-second cameo by Donald Trump in the film. Columbus wants the Trump cameo removed from the film, saying it's become a curse, and adding that the 47th president bullied his way into the movie, telling the production they couldn't shoot at the Plaza Hotel unless he was in the film. Columbus joked that if he cuts the cameo, he could be deemed not fit to live in America and deported. I think he was joking. Here's a quick pick. The show Mobland on Paramount Plus is pretty good. The Guy Ritchie-directed show stars Pierce Brosnan, Helen Mirren, and Thomas Hardy. It's a fast-moving mob caper that doesn't hold back on gang violence. It is shot with Ritchie's classic pacing, so even if there is a moment you get bored with, it's quickly over. I'm 3 episodes in, and we'll keep you posted. The cast of The Breakfast Club reunited last Saturday for the Chicago Comic and Entertainment, or C2E2, convention to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the John Hughes classic. Judd Nelson, Emilio Estevez, Molly Ringwald, Ali Sheedy, and Anthony Michael Hall were all in attendance. Over the course of the afternoon, they shared some inside info about the film. Molly Ringwald echoed what people on social media have been saying about the makeover Ali Sheedy's character received at the end of the movie. Ringwald's character changed Sheedy from a goth character and gave her a much more preppy look, irritating some people who didn't like the conformity, including Ringwald. Emilio Estevez told the crowd that the first time he met the cast and John Hughes, he was numb from painkillers because he had just had 4 wisdom teeth taken out the day before. C2E2 marks the first time the cast was together in 40 years, and in case you're wondering, they all shut down the idea of a sequel. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered afternoon showers, even a thundershower possible. Our high in the upper 50s to near 60. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms, our low dropping into the 40s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with steady temperatures in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.